All right, and we are ready for the final two sets of the show here. Been playing a little bit from this one. Sort of unusual to play stuff from this guy. It's acoustic. Hopefully this is mostly acoustic. We'll see. It's from the new CD, Ashes and Dust, from Warren Haynes. And we're going to take a track from it right now called Wanderlust on Out of the Woods.
We're crossborn, self-medicated prophet. Freight train running through your heart, no way to stop it. Love of all the angels, couldn't feel the hole that left. Songs and whiskey ease the pain, but the weary never rest. Wanderlust is bigger than the best of us. So many before you took the big bird to the west coast, a California gold ain't what you crave most. Beauteous harmony with your lovers, what you miss. But you can't stop your rambling once your soul's been kissed. Wanderlust, it's bigger than the best of us. So many shattered dreams, so much sun and pride bursting at the seams. No talent hacks trying to tell you who you are. We cross boys shoots the moon, winds up a star. Heart still beating somewhere in Carolina. Your soul still burning down by the Joshua tree. We all come to see you now in the garden. He died with his boots on in another man's bed, the way he once said it would be. He's a scoundrel, I guess, just got what was due, but he was always a good friend to me. He talked of a girl he'd known long ago. His eyes welled with tears when he tried to explain how the sound of her voice had made him feel whole, and the smell of her skin like sage after rain, like sage after rain, like sage after rain. I'd go to East Colfax with one of my friends back in high school for something to do, and that's where I met him when he bought us some beer, a six pack if he could have two. He said, come back to my place, you can drink it there safe, don't worry, it's cool. Then he gave us his name. I paused at a picture and he told me about her, and the smell of her skin like sage after rain, like sage after rain, like sage after rain. I'd go to his house and we'd talk book for hours, pacing the floor as he'd quote from his head. There's an old royal typewriter, a desk by a window, three novels in boxes under his bed. A drafty old house his grandfather'd left him. He grew up in Boston, came west on a train. Snow-covered front range and a lovely young teacher, the smell of her skin like sage after rain, like sage after rain, like sage after rain. She was killed in the wreck that left him half broken. He told me about it one time, and that's all. Some people said it'd help if she was driving. He said that made less than no difference at all. He'd talk of her beauty, her eyes and her fire. He'd smile when he'd call her broad with great brains. But there was always respect, and his memories were tender, and the smell of her skin like sage after rain, like sage after rain, like sage after rain. They called me about him early one morning. I made the arrangements that sent him to burn. No wife, no children, no next of kin there. Like it said in his will, they gave me the urn. I drove north to Wyoming in a late April drizzle, a place where we'd hunted on the Antelope Plains. I spread him about in the place he'd chosen, a prayer and a breath of sage after rain, sage after rain, sage after rain. Thank you.
Josephine paces the room. Josephine wishes the stars would appear. Breathless, she'll run to her tryst on the brow of the hill. If God will. Josephine looks for a rose to perfume the tight, angry curves of her hair. He'll come this once and maybe again, but where? Oh, when? When the leaves blow, when? Josephine dresses her wound. One scent of blood and he might disappear. Or maybe he'll want to devour her whole and complete in a heartbeat. Josephine talks in her sleep. More friends around her asleep than away. Cries desolation to phantoms, but nobody hears her dreams' tears. And the leaves blow in. Josephine writes on the wall, writes all the thoughts that escape from her head. Hundreds and thousands of words written small on the wall. That's all.
Chance to wash away all the mistakes he's watched us make today. I've seen it come, I've seen it go, seen myself be someone I never wanna know. Walking back down the avenue, wondering how I'll make it up to you. And when it rains, it comes in torrents, like God is putting on his final performance, like it's his last chance. Wash away all the mistakes he's watched us make today. riding high or down and out. There's a world of sorrow in every seed of doubt. But blind believers, you know better. There is no love living by the letter. Comes in torrents, like God is putting on his final performance, like it's his last chance to wash away all the mistakes he's watched us make today.
David Hamburger for you here on Out of the Woods, a track from his CD Pennsylvania Station Blues just came out, and When It Rains, definitely did some of that today here in New Hampshire. Richard Thompson in there, also brand new, from the CD Still, we heard Josephine, great stuff from that. Daryl Scott in there from 10 Songs of Ben Bullington, we heard Sage After Rain, there's the rain again, and started you off Warren Haynes from the Ashes and Dust CD, backed up by Railroad Earth on the whole CD, and Wanderlust. Well, we're down to it. We have about time for two or three more, so we're going to squeeze them in here real quick for you. On a bluegrassy note, got a new one here from a guy named Greg Welty. His new CD is called Memoir, and this is Tennessee, 1949, on Out of the Woods.
Well, I wonder if it's raining in the mountain. I wonder how the old town looks today. And is the church still there beside the river? Could I go back and find where Mama lay? Does life still go to sleep just after sunset? Are the berries still as big? Do old men sit and talk about the old days, the way they did in 1949? Oh, 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 how I'd like to be back in the hills of Tennessee. Oh, 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 it would be so fine if I could just go back. My dream. Oh, 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 how I'd like to for what I don't recall and didn't find. Now I'm searching pictures in my memories of Tennessee 1949.
With open arms, even though it had been a hard one. house and a great big garden. She worked in the factory sewing them raincoats all day long. When the carpool let her out, she'd slide them work gloves on, culling and thinning some seedling she'd been starting. In her little white house, in her great big garden. And she'd grow turnip greens, butter beans, okra, my oh my, and rows and rows of sweet corn if the summer didn't stay too dry. Cantaloupes and carrots and peaches by the score, and tomatoes big and round enough to lay before the Lord. She was no fan of squirrels, but she had respect for snakes. Set his eyes on the sparrow, but they better not eat my grapes. What she didn't can in mason jars, she'd freeze in old milk cartons. In her little white house, in her great big garden. And she'd grow sugar beets, crowder peas, and peppers, my oh my. And them little Yates apples, they taste so good in pies. Plums and watermelons, cucumbers by the score, and tomatoes big and round enough to lay before the Lord. I had to sit on down. She said, here comes the harvest, and Lord, I'm tuckered out. The angel said, hey, Willie Lou, it's time to cross in Jordan. Well, you'll have a huge white house and a great big garden. And you'll grow turnip greens, butter beans, and okra, my oh my, and rows and rows of sweet corn, cause the summer stays just right. Cantaloupes and carrots, peaches by the score, and tomatoes big and round enough to lay before the Lord. And tomatoes big and round enough to lay before the Lord.
Who's not hungry now? Jefferson Ross wrapping up the show for us this week here on Out of the Woods, and one from his Dogwood Cats CD, Great Big Garden. We heard from Louis Setzer in there as well from his Jukebox Bluegrass CD, and It Keeps Right On a Hurtin'. Evidently, up until his retirement, he was the chief inspector at the Martin Guitar Factory. Nothing left there without his approval. So if you play a Martin, you can thank Louis. And started off that short little set there, Greg Welty, brand new from the Memoir CD in Tennessee, 1949. Well, I'm Chip Calkert. It's been great having you along. If you want to get in touch throughout the week, feel free to email me at outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com or shoot me a message through the Out of the Woods Facebook page. That would be good, too. Be safe out there. Have fun. And we'll do it all again next time.